News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Rockless Health Committee is going to meet with representatives from the HSE and the Rotunda to discuss the future of maternity services. And this, of course, follows the decision of the government earlier this year to give up on plans to co-locate the Rotunda Hospital with Connolly Hospital in Blanchardstown. I'm joined by Professor Jennifer Donnelly, who's consultant obstetrician in the Rotunda and Mater. Jennifer, I suppose one of the tricky challenges here is that with the declining birth rate, you cannot rely on a constant expanding demand for services and therefore a constant advancing demand for premises, or can you?
Hi, thanks very much. Well, certainly in the Rotunda and the northeast of Dublin and the northeast regions, that there is actually an expansion of numbers and increasing numbers of women having babies and working in the Rotunda Hospital, which is the busiest hospital in the state. We have seen numbers exceeding expectations and projections, and also an increase in complexity of care. So I certainly think that there's a huge need to invest in infrastructure and development of the maternity services. And it's great to see that the Health Committee is focusing on this, such an important issue for women all across Ireland.
Now, can the bulk of the heavy lifting be done by the new National Maternity Hospital when it's finally co-located with Vincent's?
So certainly some work will be done by the National Maternity Hospital. But however, that is one hospital, and the Rotunda is delivering over 8,500 babies per year, and those numbers are projected to increase. And also, I think this will also be dealt in some way by the National Maternity Hospital moving to St. Vincent's. There is still a huge need for management of complex pregnancies across all sites. And there's already a huge number of services already that pre-exist between the Rotunda and the Mater as a level four hospital that won't be able to be accommodated there. For example, you know, the transplant centre, ECMO services, and the Mater being a trauma centre. And thankfully, that's obviously more medical care. And most women won't need those services, but will need a more modern development and infrastructure. We can see that the government has invested in the HSE in our new outpatient services in Hampson House, which has made a huge difference to the provision of care. And the buildings that we're working in are some of them dating back as long as 1757. So there's a huge need for ongoing investment in services, which we absolutely desperately need.
And are you permanently disadvantaged by not being co-located with a general hospital and a teaching hospital?
So we are, as you know, on Parnell Square in the heart of the city centre, and we're very close to the Mater Hospital. And indeed, I work across both sites, and there are many others who do. And clinical pathways have evolved over many years to support this need. There's also a need to remember that, you know, thankfully, many women will not need that care, and they deserve excellent services in a good location, in a beautiful building that's appropriate to provide the needs that they have, even for a pregnancy that maybe, while medically uncomplicated, is a huge life event for any woman.
So we've seen, obviously, the Rotunda have some of its aspirations and plans clipped by the planning process. If you had carte blanche for the hospital on its current premises, what would be the wish list that you would like to see it be able to implement?
Well, obviously, I'm speaking here in a personal capacity, and I know that Professor Sean Daly will be speaking to the Rotunda's plans and needs for the future in the Health Committee today. And certainly, I'll be very supportive of all of his asks for our hospital, including, as has previously stated publicly, about the development of the Rotunda on this site, and thankfully supported by the Minister for Health, publicly, that we do remain on site to provide care for critically ill neonates and women providing who need high levels of care. And certainly I would love to see that. And also for all women, there is a need for enhanced infrastructure, more dignified service, or more dignified space to provide maternity care and perinatal care, which currently, while, you know, there's all of the staff who provide the care working extremely hard to provide high quality care as they do, but they are hampered by the infrastructure, and that really needs to be focused on.
Could you give us a specific of what the difference between dignified and undignified looks like?
I suppose that if you look at our postnatal wards, for example, some of our postnatal wards have 10, 12 beds surrounded by a curtain. There's the baby there, and their care can be provided. They can be dignified in that area, but it's much harder to do so when there's a lot of people in a room that was built for providing maternity care in the 1700s. So we work as hard as we can to ensure to provide dignity, but with a large room with many people in it, it is harder with the smaller rooms and more private care.
Jennifer, thank you very much. That is Professor Jennifer Donnelly, who is consultant obstetrician in the Rotunda and Mater. 53106 at a cost of 30 cents if you'd like to text the show, or 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.